Okay, William, here it is. It's been a whole week since I've had another story for you. I can't believe it. But meanwhile, you went to Tampa and came home and had a great time. And I get to see you for Doodle Wednesday dinner. And here's another one. This is chapter 7 of Payoff for Mr. Glub. And this chapter is Teen Trolls Trounced, or Troll Teen Trounced, depending on how you want to say it. Troll Teen Trounced, Teen Trolls Trounced. But anyway, here's the story. And we got to give you a little backup since it's taken so long, so long. As you remember in the last chapter, Grassy, Rocky, and Bernie had gotten into a tumble with Strongbones and GP. And they had fought over the backpack. And then while Strongbones had grabbed the backpack, in came Gladrab, Mr. Glub's nephew, and dragged them both off all the way to Mr. Glub's breakfast after pig out breakfast. And they had lost the backpack to Grassy, Rocky, and Bernie. And Grassy, Rocky, and Bernie had smuggled the backpack up with a whole bunch of mushroom brown sugar and other stuff for the big breakfast. And they were opening it up in Mr. Glub's big King's throne room. And I have to give you a picture of King's throne room now. Now, they were up in a corner, but you have to imagine a big, huge space. Like, think of a big gymnasium or just someplace huge cavern. And on one side of the cavern was nothing but glass, big glass. How the trolls had stolen all that glass, I have no idea. But there were big stained glass windows and big clear windows and double pane windows, and they covered, oh my goodness, 10, 20 feet up and down facing the north side of Troll Mountain. And these were the way all the light came into the cavern. And then Mr. Glub's big throne was seated, in front of that. Behind it was space for him to have meetings and talk to people and have family dinners. But then on the other side of the throne were rows and rows of tables so everybody could eat, because he had a big family, and when you have a feast, you have to have everybody eat. And they had space for dancing, because trolls do dance. I mean, they don't dance beautifully, but they dance, and they play drums and flutes and stuff. And, of course, they make the werewolves come out and dance. So that's their little entertainment section. And then way back towards the mountain, there are all these little nooks and crannies and cavelets that you can go into that people like to take their mushroom soup sometimes and sit alone with their family. So it's kind of a nice little thing. And you can have private conversations, just pull a curtain across. So this is where Grassy, Rocky, and Bernie were when they were opening up the backpack and starting to take stuff out of the backpack when the two troll young adults, they were troll troublemakers basically, Lugbug and Buglug, showed up and wanted to share the wealth. And then, of course, they got into a big tussle and a big fight, and that brought on the troll guards that were standing around. And Mudrub, the guardian of the door, showed up and said, "Hey, you're coming here to Mr. Glub." And he grabbed him and yanked him out to Mr. Glub. Just at the moment that Grassy, Rocky, and Bernie showed up, here came Gladrab with Strongbones and GP. "Oh, it's a big meeting. Whoa, boom." Well, here's how the story starts then. So the three teen trolls are being dragged up in front of Mr. Glub, who's saying, "What's this commotion? What's going on? What's going on here? Who's disturbing my pig out breakfast?" And then Mudrub, who was the guardian of the door after all, and he was Mr. Glub's uncle too, he said, "Oh, Mr. Glub, here are three teens. These are teen troublemakers that go way back, and they should be in the kitchens, but here they are squabbling over this backpack, and it looks like a human backpack to me." Mr. Glub looked at the backpack. "Oh, that looks like, And then they pulled out some of the equipment, and he looked at the equipment, and he noticed that the camera that he had, remember, GP had a little audio-video digital recorder, and Gladrab had taken it from him, and then Mr. Glub had taken it from Gladrab. Well, he looked at that camera, and then he looked at some of the other equipment that was coming out of the backpack. I mean, there was a holographic video camera that he had in there, and he had his supersized journalist tablet with stylus, and even the mega mini helmet cam was in there. And then there was a picopixelator telephoto camera that everybody has to do without. And then there was a 2 gigabyte stereo e-phone with Wi-Fi and earplugs and voice activated microphone and the infra-ultra day-night magnoscope. Oh my goodness, it was crazy. And so they were really, really, he was like, oh, yeah, this stuff looks, that stuff looks Oh, it looks very similar. I wonder where this came from. And at that moment, when Glavdrab showed up, Strongbones looked at the backpack and all the stuff on the table all over the place in front of Mr. Glove and the three teens, and he didn't waste any time. He shook off Glavdrab's arm, and he walked up to Mr. Glove and said, "That's our stuff!" Mr. Glove looked at him and said, "Who are you?" He said, "That's our stuff. I want it back." Mr. Glove said, "Oh, really? Well, these teens had it. Where did these trolls get it from?" "They stole it from me." Mr. Glove said, "Oh, they stole it from you. How very good, boys. That's the way to go. That's exactly what trolls do. They steal stuff. They should steal it from you." Strongbones said, "No, but they only stole it from me because this big oaf behind me," and he pointed back to Glavdrab, who was, well, a very proud troll. He didn't want to be called an oaf, though he didn't really know what an oaf was, because there's no word in troll for oaf. Strongbones had to use the English word for oaf. So he said, "This oaf grabbed us away before I could get it back. So you interfered, Mr. Glove, and I want my stuff back." So Mr. Glove looked at him, and he looked at the teen trolls, and he said, "Well, this is very interesting. And by the way, who are you? You're a human. What are you doing here? And who's he?" And he pointed right to GP. Well, GP had learned enough troll in this time to be able to stand up and say, "Good sir, I am Gustav Panier, graduate student in ethnographic journalism at the University of Washamagumption." And Mr. Glove said, "Huh? What's that?" And Strongbone said, "He's my friend, and it's his backpack, and it's his stuff, and your teen troll stole it." Mr. Glove looked back at Strongbones and said, "You look familiar. Have I seen you before?" Mr. Glove and Strongbone said, "Yes, you have. I was here years ago when your troll stole my little sister and made her into a pet for your daughter, Glabilda." Mr. Glove said, Oh, that little pest? That little pest that almost destroyed Troll Mountain?" Strongbones couldn't but feel a little bit of pride. "Yes, that's it, Cute Bones, my little sister." Well, Mr. Glove said, "Oh, well, if you're the one who is here, you were with that, well, you did sort of rescue us. I guess you did save Troll Mountain from drowning out. Okay, all right, well, what? Give me your story. What's this all about?" Strongbone said, "Well, it's pretty simple. These teen trolls destroyed the Jeep of my friend, Gustav Panier, and they were out of Troll Mountain without your certification, and they were using weapons." Mr. Club sat up and said, wait, now that's pretty obvious. That's what a claim. I have to tell you, I don't believe this." He looked at the teen trolls, and he said, "Would you do something like that? Would you be out of the mountain without being certified?" Each of the trolls just looked at him and shook their head and said, "No, Mr. Club, we would never leave the mountain without your permission." He said, "Well, there." Then he looked at them. He looked at Grassy, and he said, "Grassy, you guys didn't have any weapons out there, did you? If you were out there?" Grassy said, "No, sir, we would never have a weapon. No, we would never have a weapon without your permission. No, sir, we never would." "Well, then why are you in the kitchens?" "Because, well, we got to the troll romp late. We were out looking for early strawberries in the woods, and we forgot that it was starting, and we had to run back." "Oh, humph, well," Mr. Club looked at Strongbones. He said, "See, my trolls say they had nothing to do with you." "Well, you know, William, and I know, William, that those teen trolls were lying. They were lying, but that's what trolls do. So Mr. Glove was like, okay, so what do you have to say for yourself, human?" Well, Strongbones just looked at him and he said, "Mr. Glove, we can prove that your teen trolls trashed my friend GP's Jeep. And we can prove that they were outside of your mountain without certification because they didn't have stamps on their arms. And we can prove that Grassy had a weapon." Mr. Club said, "No, I don't think so." And Strongbone said, "And further, we came to claim Glub's Law." Mr. Club said, "Glub's what?" "Glub's Law." Well, Mr. Glub couldn't even remember his law. And Miss Strongbone said, "Glub's Law is that any trolls outside of Troll Mountain without being certified by the master of the gate." And then he looked at Mudrub. He knew Mudrub from years before, and he gave him a big look, because Mudrub knew these teen trolls hadn't gotten certified to get out, because he knew every troll and he certified them all. He gave him a big look, and he said, "And we can show that they had a weapon, and we can show that they weren't just gathering strawberries." Mr. Club said, "I beg your pardon, how are you going to do that?" So GP stepped forward and he said, "Excuse me, Mr. King, but I can show you. Can I use some of this equipment?" And Mr. Glove looked at him and said, tell me what you're going to do." So GP reached into his backpack, into a pocket of his backpack that the trolls hadn't looked at, because trolls do have troubles with zippers and things like that. And Velcro is all magic. And he reached in and he pulled out a little memory stick. And this was one of his Pico Pixelator memory sticks. And while he had been after Troll Mountain the original time, and in between, he'd been doing some video work, and he'd put together all of the video that had come from when he drove up to Troll Mountain originally. So he'd taken the video from his virtual holographic video camera. Remember, he started that, and he drove to the mountain, and that was playing until they trashed it. And then he had his audio recorder that he turned on in the tree. And then, if you remember, he had his dynamic decibel dual input digital audio recorder going. That was going. And then he had his camera, his Pico Pixelator telephoto camera that he was using. And he had his Mega Mini helmet. If you remember the Mega Mini helmet. Okay. So I got all that stuff. It's so much stuff he carries, I can't even remember it. But he reached in, he pulled out a memory stick. And then he pulled up Mr. Marvel Raptrax audio video digitizer projector. And he said, "Let me show you." And he took out the memory stick and he stuck it into the memory card holder in the projector. And he said, "Now where can I show you?" And he looked around. He couldn't go up to the windows, but way in the back was this big, huge wall. Oh, it was like a wall of rock. And it was a little bit dark because, after all, his window's facing north, so you don't get good sunlight. And so the back is a little bit dark. He said, "I can show it there." So he turned on the projector, and he aimed it right at the wall. And there is this wall of stone, all of a sudden, got lit up with this 20-foot-high picture of GP's Jeep traveling up the mountain trail. Everybody looked and went, all the teens, all the trolls went, "Huh? Huh? What's this? What's going on? What? And there you could see he had his truck going up, and he was going up the mountains, going through the roads, finally coming up to the glacier. And there was a Glubb's Glacier coming down the mountain, and there was a little river going next to it. And the GP said, "Here, this is where I parked my Jeep." And everything stopped. And then there was quiet. Well, GP had left the Jeep, right? He'd left it alone. And the camera was playing, a little holographic camera. Nothing was happening. And then, all of a sudden, these little figures came out from the trees. And then they got bigger and bigger. And it turned out it was videotaping Grassy, Rocky, and Bernie coming up to the Jeep. And they were very stealthy and slinking. And they were walking up clearly, slowly, slowly, creeping bush to bush. He was doing it. All the trolls looked at the teens and said, "Oh, man, that's the way to do it. Creep up on those humans. Yay, yay, that's the way to do it." And then, they came up to the car, they came up to the Jeep, and then you could hear from the microphone, "Oh, hey," and they started talking. And they started talking, "Well, let's rip this Jeep apart. Ho, ho, let's have some fun. Ho, 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 what's a Holman Jeep? Whoa, ho." And then you heard sounds of, and every so often you'd see like a thing flying in front of the camera. And all the trolls went, "Yay, yay, you guys are great. That's the way to do it. Rip that Jeep apart. Woo-hoo." Well, Strongbones and GP had no idea what to think. Oh, my goodness, they like this. They think the trolls are doing the right thing. Well, they were, from a troll point of view. And then, all of a sudden, the camera started shaking, and you heard this on the microphone, a big, and everything went black. Because after all, they knocked down the holographic camera and then stepped on it, and that was it. And then the microphone, remember, they found the microphone in the flower, and then Rocky tried to eat it, or Grassy, or one of them, and that took care of that. And it went black. Oh, Mr. Glove looked at GP and said, "I don't see anything wrong. They're just destroying a Jeep. That's what you're supposed to do." Strongbone said, wait. GP said, wait. Then it cut over. And here was GP, right? And GP was taking videos no, he had his Pico Pixelator camera, and he had his audio, and he was had the audio on, and now it was a different view, because it was a picture of the trolls actually trashing the Jeep, and it was a slideshow, one slide after another. Oh, it was disastrous. Oh, there was Bernie trying to take off the tires. Oh, they were grassy and rocky, ripping out the steering wheel. Oh, there was a chair going, and then they got to the food. Oh, they found the food. Oh, the trolls were watching this, laughing and laughing. Ah, this is great. Everybody was patting Bernie on the back. Good going, Bernie. How to take that wheel off. Woo-hoo. Oh, this is going from bad to worse. I don't think they're going to get the Jeep back. Right. So they showed some more. And then the picture showed the three troll teens coming towards the tree and looking up. And then he started his audio. Well, in the meantime, between that and the he started doing the audio. In the meantime, remember he had opened up his minicam helmet and turned it on. And Grassy had put it on his spiky head, spiky hair. And so he came bouncing over, and what GP did was he cut in the video from coming over from the Jeep to seeing him in the tree and running up and then laughing. Oh, 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 look at this, a human, a human. And then they started throwing sticks and stones and things like that. Oh, the trolls loved that. Yeah, get that human, get that human, right? They weren't paying attention to who the human was. Then from the helmet cam, they watched the human hold something to his lips and blow it. Well, that was when GP blew his high-frequency critter-away safety whistle. And that is only heard by dogs and animals and, by the way, trolls. And it makes a terrible noise. And all the trolls, all of a sudden, oh, you could see every ball. Bernie was, oh, it was like they were holding their ears. And the trolls looked up, and there was GP laughing. And the trolls looked at GP in the tree. Then they looked at GP in the room. Oh, my goodness. Strongbones thought there was going to be a tumult. Oh, no. No, he was ready to start fighting for his friend GP because the trolls were looking at him, and they knew he hadn't done something good. Well, then the teen trolls started throwing everything, throwing sticks and stones and everything. Oh, they threw it all. They threw it. And then... GP, if you remember, GP took his camera and he threw it because he was so mad because he almost got hit. He threw it and it hit Grassy right on the minicam helmet and knocked it off his head. And Grassy got so mad, oh, so mad, that he said, I'll get you. Remember? And then Bernie said, oh, a helmet, and put it on his head. Well, now Bernie's standing there videotaping the whole thing of the two other trolls. And there on videotape was Grassy. And Grassy was there with his hands. And the trolls looked at his hands. There was no certificate stamp. Remember, they have to have their hands stamped. There was no stamp. The trolls said, well, stamped them in the wrong place. Rubbed off. Well, there it was. No. Then Grassy pulled out his big knife. And that's when Mr. Glove stood up and his eyes went wide. Huh? And Grassy started making a spear, and Bernie was watching him, throwing sticks and stones up at GP, who was cowering, and he was bleeding off the head. You could see him bleeding on the head, and he was doing another spear, and they were laughing and ha ha ha, and he was watching him, and then they could see his hands clearly, and there was no stamp. And then Rocky started dancing around, throwing sticks and stones and things, and they could see his hands, no certificate stamp, and a knife. Well, that's when Mr. Glove looked at Grassy, and he gave him a stare as if to say, Well, I'll tell you, Mr. William, it's one thing to lie. It's another thing to be caught in a lie. Because even liars don't like liars. So there's the thing. And Grassy just looked up, and all of a sudden, the troll ambiance changed, and all the trolls in the room were going, weapon outside, weapon. And then Mudrub, who was the guardian of the door, of course, and who was the one that certified everybody to have a weapon, looked at Grassy as though his eyes were going to cut all his hair off, and he was going to clip his ears down, and he was actually going to tie his tail in knots. Oh, he was like, oh, you did this, you did this. So then the helmet cam kept playing, and it showed Grassy pick up his spear and throw it, and it missed, and then he started making another one, and Rocky was dancing around, throwing stuff with his dreadnoughts just flying all over the place, and then the helmet looked up to where GP was, and he was bleeding on his head, all this blood coming down. The trolls looked at that and thought that was funny. And then this little white guy, this little child appeared, all in the white overalls and stuff, and started talking to him. And the trolls looked, and the troll said, Who's that? But Bernie knew who it was, because he had seen a squeaky toy behind him when they were running over the ice. And he said, this is Sasquatch. And the troll said, huh? What? And then he appeared to be wiping the blood off, and he put something on his head, and he disappeared. And all of a sudden, the human wasn't bleeding anymore. Ooh, they were really mad. Ooh. And so Grassy made another spear, and Rocky and Bernie started throwing stuff. Then, there was a big branch shaking in front of Bernie's helmet cam, shaking, and Bernie said, huh, and then another branch started shaking, and then they heard, ooh, and the audio was like, what's that, audio, what, that sounds like a Sasquatch, ooh, another branch is shaking, and then they could hear Bernie and Rocky saying, ooh, we're going to get out of here, and whew, they took off. Oh, at that, all the trolls went, they ran away. It might be a Sasquatch, but that's not what trolls do. Trolls don't run away. Oh, they looked at Bernie and Rocky now. You ran away. And then they had video of running up and over and everywhere, and there was all in the background, then they were on the ice, and then they were running up and over the ice, and they came up and over the hill, and there below them, why? Look, it was the entire mob of trolls at the troll romp. That's when Mr. Glub looked at the two of them and said, picking strawberries, huh? And he looked at Grassy and he said, you are in trouble, my lad. And then the picture showed them running into the crowd, and then off flipped the helmet cam and landed upside down. And then the last thing they saw was something picked it up and put it on its head and looked back, and there were all the trolls in the troll romp, and Mr. Glub was in the middle, dancing around with the werewolves, and there were Grassy, because he was behind, but Rocky and Bernie, and their parents were scowling at them, and then all of a sudden it was White Glacier, and they didn't see anything else. And then at the end of a long period of running, moving over the glacier, they saw this Jeep, and there was a Jeep, and it was trashed, and one of the seats was on the ground, and these two humans were sitting there, and all the trolls looked at Strongbones and GP and realized, those are the two humans. And the video came up, and it came up to the middle, and then the one human stood up, the other human stood up, and everything went black. Because, as you know, Squeaky Toy had run out of juice, and GP turned off his helmet cam. And that was the end of it. And GP then looked at Mr. Glub and said, Mr. Glub, Mr. King, see, we are right. And then Strongbones did something that nobody else had expected. He reached into the backpack, his backpack. Well, maybe he didn't have a backpack, I forget. He reached into GP's backpack, and he pulled out this wicked long knife. It was a wicked long knife, and it was sharp, and it was recognizable, because it was a troll knife. And Mr. Glove looked at it. He knew what troll knife it was. It was from Grassy's grandfather. Grassy's grandfather had been a troublemaker troll, just like his grandson, but he had also been a great troll tracker, and he'd stolen so much for Troll Mountain that he was almost a hero in everybody's minds. And then Mr. Glub looked at Grassy, and he said, is that your grandfather's sword? And Grassy, who was now caught, he couldn't lie, because to lie would have brought so much dishonor on him that his parents wouldn't talk to him ever again. He's got a long time to live. He said, yes, sir. And did you have that out in the mountain, out the mountain, without being certified? Yes, sir. And then Glub looked at the other two trolls, Bernie and Rocky, and were you outside without having a certificate stamp? And they looked down and said, yes, sir. Mr. Glub said, And that's when Strongbones said, and we're here to claim our prize under Glub's law. Mr. Club looked at Strongbones and said, "Remind me about this law? Well, they trashed GP's Jeep. You have to give him anything he wants out of your storerooms to make up for it." Mr. Club said, "I made up that law?" Strongbones said, "You certainly did." "Huh. Oh, well, let me think about that." Then he looked at the three teen trolls. He said, "At first, we need to deal with you." Well, that's when Grassy's mother and father came up and said, "Oh, Mr. Glob, Mr. Glob, oh, Mr. Glob, Mr. Glob, be good to our son. He's just an adventurous young boy. Didn't mean any trouble. He was just having a little bit of fun. You know, you were a troll boy once." And then Rocky and Bernie's parents came up and said, "Oh, Mr. Trump, just let him be in the kitchens for another 10 years. That's all. They're good boys. Don't be too mean. Oh." Mr. Trump looked at the three and he said, "No. You troll teens, you are a little bit out of control, and I know where you need to be. You need to be in the raiding service." Well, I haven't talked a lot about this as part of the troll behavior that we're going to get to someday, but the raiding service is the troll, call it the troll military. It's like being in the army. And it's not necessarily pleasant because you have to do a lot of army things, but basically it's the trolls who are sent out to get stuff, to get lots of stuff, as much stuff as you can carry. Sometimes they'll go out with raids and they'll have 20 or 30 sisters with them, and when they take a truck, then they'll have one troll who can drive a truck. They'll drive that truck as far to close to Troll Mountain as they can till they run out of gas, or till they hit stones and break the tires, or till they roll it over. Then they'll hulk it out and the sisters will get out and they'll empty that truck lickety-split. And if they can't bring it all to Troll Mountain, they'll hide it someplace and come back until it's in. And that's how they get stuff. And the troll raiders have to be out again and again. And sometimes they're out way close when it's almost snowing and they don't like that. But to be a raider is a tough life because you spend a lot of times outside with not necessarily the comforts of mushroom soup and mud baths. And it's not a good job. But they were going to be there. And Mr. Glubb said, "Where's my guardian of the door, Mudrub?" He looked at the guardian of the door. They said, "Mudrub, I want these three to be drafted right now into the raider service. And I want them to be raiding humans since they're so good at it. They have such good practice." Oh, and their parents were, "Oh, no, please, no, we won't see our sons. Oh," and Mr. Glubb just crossed his arms and said, "I agree with this human. Glubb's law. I'm the law. I'm telling them what to do. I'm telling you what they're going to do. And just make sure they write home." Oh, he thought that was a very funny joke. The three teens had their heads down. They were dragged away by troll guards to be registered with the raiding service. And they would become troll raiders. And the next time they were out of Troll Mountain, it was because they were certified. They were walked away with their heads down. Mr. Glove looked back at the two humans. "Okay, you two, you've caused enough trouble. Now what do you want?" Strongbone said, "I just want you to apply Mr. Club's law for this young human who had his property trashed and broken because he was not doing anything to harm you, but your trolls did it without being certified." And Mr. Club said, "That's my law, huh? Well, that must, I wonder when I said that. Well, okay, well, I can do that. I suppose I can do that, but let me think about it." And then GP had an idea. He had an idea because he was, after all, an ethnojournalist. And during his studies, he'd read a lot of ethnography. And William, you might enjoy ethnography one of these days, because ethnography is all about all the different types of people in the world. And there are so many different types of people and so many cultures and so many ways of living and so many ways of being together and working together, so many things like that are really good. And Gustav Panier had read a lot about this, and he thought to himself, you know, when dealing with some of the cultures, especially the cultures that are more isolated, sometimes to make friends with them and to give something to them is really makes a big difference, because then they know you're not out trying to steal whatever you can. So he looked at Mr. Glubb, and he said, "Mr. Glubb, sir, Mr. King, sir, can I have a word?" And Mr. Glubb looked at him and said, "Okay, human, what do you have to say?" And Gustav Panier said, "Well, Mr. Glubb, see that device you have sitting on your lap?" And yes, indeedy, there was his audio-video digital recorder sitting on Mr. Glubb's lap. And Mr. Glubb said, "What this?" And GP said, Would you like to know how to use that? Huh? What do you mean? GP said, well, would you like to be able to show your entire family up on the wall the way I did? Well, that sounded pretty cool, Mr. Glubb said. Huh, I could do that? And GP said, yes, sir, I can show you how. You might have fun. And Mr. Glubb was intrigued. They said, oh, okay, do that. And so GP did. And that, my dear William, is the context of my next chapter. It'll be told just for you, for no one else, just because I love you. But give your sister Lauren a hug. Give your mom and dad a big hug. I hope you have a great sleep tonight. I hope you get up and ready for school and have a good day at school. And I will tell you the next story as soon as I think it up. Good night, sweet William.